All right, gorgeous. So let's talk about infusing your entire day with positivity. Now, I'm starting to become a bit of a master of this, and I have to say that a lot of things now I don't even have to think about anymore. We're going to do some things that you'll add in over time, and you'll layer them in over time. Remember, they'll have a compounding effect. So don't feel like you have to do absolutely everything that I suggest. They're only suggestions, but they do work. Some of you might have already heard some of these before, but you haven't put them into action. So that's what you're going to do. Thinking about it isn't the same. Some of you might have already put some of my tips into action already. So take it to the next level. See what you can do to make it even better, even more juicy, or change it up a bit. So even if you've heard some of my manifesting tips before and you think, oh, Denise, I've heard this before, just change it up a bit. Shock your brain into seeing it in a completely different way. Now, remember, there's no need to change a lot of things in your life or buy new things to do this. You really can start to live a more happy, positive life starting from today. So I read this amazing quote from Edmund Hillary, and he was one of the first, I think he was the first person to successfully climb Mount Everest. He was a Kiwi mountain climber and a great adventurer. And he says, "It's not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves." And isn't this so true? In our daily life, it's not necessarily other people or our circumstances that we have to conquer. It's really our own stuff. It's the stuff in our heads. It's our self-beliefs, our fear. Maybe our fear that we're not good enough, or our fear that we're so good we're just going to be this bright, shining star in the universe. And how are we going to maintain that? So that's what we're conquering every day. It's not the mountain we're conquering. It's only ourselves. And I talk about these positivity things as anchors. So say, for example, you were climbing a mountain like Edmund Hillary. You don't just like grab a backpack and stroll up. I'm climbing Mount Everest. You've got some tools with you. You know, you might put in some anchors along the way. You might put in like a fixed bolt, or you use a tree or a rock or something. So if you do fall, at least you know you don't have as far to go. You just go back to your last anchor. You can pull yourself up again, and it's not going to take too long to get back on track. Without those anchors, you have to start afresh every time. You have to tumble all the way down the mountain and start again. And I don't want you to have to do that. The point of this is you're going to wake up in the morning, you have so many things in place, you do not have to start afresh every day. You will not have to conquer the whole mountain every single day. Sometimes you only have to conquer a little molehill. Sometimes you can move really, you know, forward a lot. And sometimes you might just stay in camp a bit. So as you go through this course, you know how much I love analogies and how much I can stretch an analogy forever. But, you know, I want you to think about it like that. You do not have to climb the mountain afresh every single day. So a couple of years ago, I did the Landmark Forum, which some of you might know what it is, but it's a three-day conference, a philosophy, a course that gives you a set of tools that you can use in your life. And the reason I bring it up is that Landmark says that humans are meaning-making machines. We make meaning out of everything, good or bad. So part of this is we're teaching you how to change what things around you mean, change how you see things in the world. Now, I like to say that I'm a reverse paranoid, and I really just make sure now that everything in the world is conspiring to help me. And I want you to be a reverse paranoid as well, because I am absolutely positive that everything at this moment, everything in the universe is conspiring to make your dreams come true. Everything that's happening is for your highest good. Now, no matter what it is for you, whether it's your new business, a new adventure, a creative endeavor, your health, you're changing your life, embarking on a new phase of your life, whatever it is, I am convinced that the universe is now rearranging molecules for you, changing things up to make it happen. Yes, things can go wrong, it happens, but when things go wrong, we often attach negative meaning to it. For example, I'm not good enough. Oh, I always do this. I'm such a screw up. Oh, my husband never does what I want. My boss is such a dick. all of the things that happen, we're just making them mean more and more. We're creating a story around it, and then the universe creates self-fulfilling circumstances. So what we're going to do is reframe some of that stuff so it becomes overwhelmingly positive. You just need a little bit more positive in your life than negative to make a difference. So I want to introduce a distinction to you. A distinction is just a way of thinking about things in a different way. So when something goes wrong, which it will, especially if it's something that's happening in your life at the moment, and you think, oh, I'm doing this manifesting course. My life is supposed to be perfect now. Denise, what's going on? So don't send me a refund request. Don't send me a nasty email. You're just going to start to think about things in three ways. So if a negative thing comes up, it could be a maintenance issue. It could be a message from the universe, or it could be time for an upgrade. That's how we're going to reframe negative things that happen in a less emotional way and a less negatively emotional way. So say, for example, you're having car problems. Now, it doesn't matter how positive you are about life in general and, you know, life is so great, but then your car stops working. And this has happened to me. So it was 2 a.m. after New Year's Eve and Mark and I had just got the train back from Sydney and the engine wouldn't turn on. And neither of us had any reception, and I think we didn't have any battery life on our phones. And so we couldn't even call the roadside assistance people to come and help us. And I have to admit, I was a bit cranky about it. And I started to make it mean a lot more than it did. So I was starting to go, oh, why is this happening? Oh, this is fucking great. It's New Year's Eve. It's the first day of the year. I wanted this year to be so amazing. Oh, this must be a sign from the universe. It's not going to be an amazing year. It's going to be the same old shit. And so I kind of went on and on about this, and we ended up having to walk home, about 40 minutes to walk home from the station. And, you know, I was just bickering with Mark the whole way. I was turning into a real bitch, a real psycho. And I was just going, this is just great. Thanks a lot, universe. So the next day, we obviously had to walk down to the car again, and we called the roadside assistance people, and they said, you ran out of petrol. And of course, something like that's really embarrassing because there wasn't anything wrong with the car. There wasn't anything wrong with the engine. We just didn't have enough petrol. And, you know, I had a really crappy car back then and the petrol gauge didn't work properly. So I didn't even know that I was out of petrol. So that kind of problem is a maintenance issue because I actually didn't take care of my car enough to realize that that was the problem. But I assigned big time meaning to that incident that it wasn't even there. And I assigned really negative meaning to something that wasn't even true. So no matter how positive you are, you can't necessarily manifest petrol when there isn't any, because that's just one of those things you need to maintain. And so that's the thing around the law of attraction when people go, oh, well, you can't manifest this and you can't manifest that. And it's like, no, sometimes you have to fill up your freaking car on time. Sometimes you have to maintain things so they don't break. So maybe there are some maintenance issues in your life where you just know, hey, you have to restock your fridge with some healthy food if you want to be healthy. It's not necessarily going to happen by magic and positive thinking. So if you find that your health is struggling a bit or other things are happening, well, let's look at your fridge. How's your fridge going? Are you restocking it with good food? Are you making sure that you're eating regularly? It's just a maintenance issue. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve it. It's just a maintenance issue. And sometimes this happens if you get an unexpected expense. So for example, you need to replace your tires or you get a tax bill. Now, this isn't always something that the universe is testing you with. It's just one of those things that you need to take care of. It's just a maintenance issue. Let's look at it from a relationship point of view. Maybe your relationship has gone stale. The conversation's gone stale. You're not getting along as well as you should be. That could be a maintenance issue. So look at it like, you know, oh, maybe we should go on a date every week instead of, oh my God, my marriage is doomed to fail. Oh, he's probably having an affair. This is so bad. Oh, I'm not meant to have a soulmate anyway. Oh, I'm going to be divorced just like my parents. Maybe it's a maintenance issue. And we'll look at that a little bit further. There are some great handouts for you to look at things that are happening in your life and work out Is it a maintenance issue? What do you need to fix? Maybe you need to go back to step one and do some more decluttering. So the next way to look at it is maybe something is a message from the universe, a message or a little warning from the universe. So I had a little car accident a little while ago, and I chose to see it as a message from the universe. I chose to see it as a message of slow down, pay attention, don't try and multitask too much. Instead of going, oh my God, I'm such a bad driver. Oh, this is a, you know, message from the universe that I'm a terrible person, that I'm trying to, you know, do too many things in my life and I don't deserve it. So it could be a little thing like that, just a message from the universe. It wasn't a maintenance issue. My car was fine. It was just not really paying attention. And I do the exact same thing if I go through a lot of, if I'm driving somewhere and I get all these red lights and I'm going, green lights, please, universe. And I'm like getting red light after red light after red light. Instead of getting pissed and thinking, oh, maybe I'm just not that lucky anymore. Maybe I shouldn't be calling myself the lucky bitch. No, I just go, oh, thank you, universe. Thank you for that message to slow down. And you know what? I really wasn't paying attention. I know you're trying to protect me from car accidents. I know you're trying to protect me from fines or speeding tickets. Thank you so much. I'll pay more attention next time. So, you know, say, for example, you get a fine from paying your taxes late. Is it a message from the universe or is it maintenance? Well, could be maintenance because you weren't paying attention. You didn't get your stuff to your accountant early enough. Maybe it's a message saying, you know, you get a new accountant, pay more attention to your finances. You know, maybe you get an unexpected charge on your credit card bill. Well, that could be a message from the universe that you're not paying attention to your finances. Maybe, you know, you get a late fine from your credit card. Well, that could be a maintenance issue. It's not having the systems in place to make sure you pay your credit card automatically. So you've kind of got two things like that, right? It could be a maintenance issue that you can just quickly fix and it's a very practical issue, or you could look at it from what is the message. So I've got a friend who's got a very stressful job in television production. And last year she was in the early stages of pneumonia. And I've had pneumonia. It sucks. It took me out for weeks in hospital and then for months after that. So she went to the doctor and they said that she's got spots on her lungs and, you know, she could really manifest some bad stuff. But she's just in complete denial about it. So hopefully she doesn't listen to this message. But, you know, it just got worse and worse for her. It really was a message from the universe saying, slow down. Take care of yourself. Take some time off. Get out of your stressful job. And really, you know, it got a little bit worse before it got better. Same with my car accident. If I didn't heed that warning and say, okay, I'm going to pay attention now, it could have ended up being a much worse accident. Could have been a much bigger issue down the track. But when you stop and go, universe, I get the message. I'm going to put some things into place to fix it. Put some things into place to maintain that issue, and I got the message. Now, the third thing is maybe it's time for an upgrade. So there gets to a point when in your life where you think, no, this is just causing too much negativity. I can't fix it anymore. I've really gotten the message. It's time for an upgrade. So let's talk about it in the context of relationships. At some point, you maybe feel like you've done everything that you can. You know, you've gone on dates with your husband, you've tried to maintain the relationship. You got some warning or a message from the universe. So say, for example, one of you were tempted to have an affair. Maybe you were tempted to have an affair. And that could be a message from the universe saying, look, is this relationship really important to you? Is this something you actually want to nurture? So the time for an upgrade could be that you have a relationship that is just not working for you at all. It makes you feel bad about yourself and your life. And you know that it's just not a good relationship. There's no future for it. You've tried to polish the turd and it doesn't work. You've tried to roll the turd in glitter and it still doesn't work. Well, that's when you know it is time for an upgrade. It doesn't mean that you're a terrible person. It doesn't mean that you'll never have love in your life again. It's just merely time for an upgrade. Now, I know that sounds terrible in a relationship context, but if you take out the meaning behind it, it just is what it is. And you can use this in your area of love, health, abundance, whatever it is for you. So it got to a point where I really desperately needed to upgrade my car. And this was a terrible car. It was just, you know, the ceiling was sagging down, the air conditioning didn't work, bits were falling off it left, right and center. And I started to justify it to say, well, I don't use my car that often. Oh, that's okay. I completely justified having that crappy car. And then all these things started to go wrong with it. We had to replace the tires, and then we had to replace the muffler. And then, you know, it was just one thing after another. And trust me, I resented spending every cent on that car because I knew it wasn't a great car. It made me feel terrible. And because I felt terrible about it, I just kept on attracting more feeling terrible about the car. I kept on attracting the same energy, and I felt worse and worse about that poor little car. You know, I got to a certain point where there were no more maintenance issues I could have possibly fixed on that car. And there were messages from the universe saying, seriously, this car is not for you anymore. So you can't just go, oh, well, I'll just keep on feeling positive about it. You know what? I had to just buy a new freaking car. And I'm so glad I did. Now, when I bought the new car, I was just so excited because, you know, it actually worked. The air conditioning actually worked. The ceiling wasn't falling down. It wasn't just, you know, making weird noises. And so for about 6 months, I was just in love with my new car. I was like, oh, I love this car. Oh, it's so good. I'm so grateful for this car. And then, you know what? I started feeling like it was time for an upgrade again. And so what's happening exactly at the time of this recording is I'm looking for a new upgraded car. I just bought personalized number plates, Lucky B, and I'm just so excited about upgrading my car even more because I've energetically grown out of that car. And the best thing is, something that was on my be do have list for about 5 years, maybe even longer, is that I'm giving my car to my brother who's 17. And for him, that is going to be just such an upgrade from, you know, walking places and catching the bus to having his own car. So I'm so happy to be able to pass that on, grow out of that car and get a new one. So it's okay to upgrade out of things. It's okay to change your standards over time. So, you know, I want you to put together three columns or go to the manual and look at some things that are happening in your life, things that are kind of negative. And you'll have the maintenance column, the message column, and then the upgrade column. And just start to put things, allocate things in there, little things that you need to do. So if we look at the maintenance column, it could be that you need to renew your car insurance. You need to go to the kinesiologist and you know, do some work there. You might need to go to a chiropractor and get your knee fixed. You might need to pay your taxes. Whatever it is, it's all very, very just practical stuff. Get it done, right? In the next column, start to put what could be a message from the universe here. For every incident that's happening in your life, what is the universe trying to tell you? Is it trying to tell you to slow down? Is it trying to tell you that it's time to move on? Or maybe it's time to spend some money on yourself. Maybe it's time to quit your job and start that business that you've always wanted to start. Maybe it's time for an upgrade. Something big needs to change. So in the upgrade column, write down what you would like to upgrade it to next. So it could be that you buy a brand new car. It could be that you buy yourself a new wardrobe of clothes. Sometimes it can be drastic, like quit your job. That is an upgrade. Or you move country or you move house. It could be really drastic. Or it could be something that's just really small and just takes you to the next level. It could be instead of buying a small, you know, two-door car, you're going to go for the upgrade and get the four doors. It could be anything. So one of my favorite books is Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And he says it takes approximately 10,000 hours to master anything. And he has examples in there about elite athletes, people who are virtuosos, experts in their field, anything. And it's 10,000 hours. The premise behind the book is that a lot of people get their 10,000 hours by accident, and some people do it by conscious choice. So you look at someone like Bill Gates, who is a very successful entrepreneur, obviously, very, very wealthy person, and you think, well, he's obviously just a genius. But what Malcolm Gladwell does is he starts to deconstruct all the things that happened in Bill Gates' life that really allowed him to get his 10,000 hours ahead of other people. So, you know, rather than just being a genius who just came out of the blue, you go back and have a look at his life and it's very, very interesting. So one of the examples is that Bill Gates went to a school that was quite a wealthy school. And the mothers of the school did a fundraiser to buy a computer. So this is in the 70s. It would have been a really big deal at this time for the school. It would have been quite expensive. But the mums, you know, got together and they made it happen. So he was able to start on a computer at quite a young age. Then what happened in his teens is that he lived near a university that had a brand new computer. And at that stage, they needed people to sit and run programs through it by hand. You had to just have these little card things and you had to stick them in. And the lab was open 24/7. So they allowed local students to come in and run these programs and basically play around with them. And he was allowed to stay in there for as long as he wanted. So obviously he had the desire for it, he had the interest, but it wasn't just him being this random freak computer prodigy. He had these opportunities from a very, very young age to start to get in his 10,000 hours much earlier than someone who maybe, you know, didn't come from that background, whose school didn't have a computer, who didn't live next to somewhere that allowed him to practice and get those 10,000 hours. So what the hell has this got to do with the law of attraction? Well, I want you to think about where your 10,000 hours are coming from. What area of expertise or what future are you creating for yourself by doing these 10,000 hours? I totally know mine. I am a learner. I soak in information really quickly and I am a very, very fast reader. I've always been an obsessive reader since I was really young. So I would have got my 10,000 hours of reading from a very young age, because I would probably read at least 4 to 6 hours a day from a very young age. I would walk to school and read a book. I would, you know, even getting up, I would read at the breakfast table. I would read throughout my classes and my teachers let me do it because if I wasn't reading, I was interrupting, I was talking, I was, you know, doing all this other stuff. So they just let me sit, and as long as I had a book on my lap, some teachers would say, "Denise, stop reading," which was ridiculous. Sometimes they'd even ignore my friends and go read at lunchtime. And my friends would want me to come and play with them. And I actually was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the library and finish my book. I wasn't a geek. I just loved freaking reading. And then I would read walking home. And then I would read at the dinner table. And then I would take my book to dance class and I would read in between classes. And then at night, I would be reading and my mum would come in and go, "Come on, it's time to go to bed." And I'd go, "Okay." And then I would put a towel under my door so she couldn't see that my light was on so I could read some more. So that being said, I got my 10,000 hours really quickly. So now I can read like a demon and I can assimilate knowledge very quickly. Doesn't mean that I'm smarter than other people. It just means that I started it from a much younger age and I got my 10,000 hours. So I want you to think about where you're spending your 10,000 hours. Are you doing it creating positive things? Or are you really creating more negativity? Because it works both ways. Imagine if you spent your 10,000 hours being really negative about your body or about your life or watching overwhelmingly negative TV. What is that going to create in your life? But imagine if we expended those 10,000 hours feeling really positive about our dreams, thinking loving thoughts towards our body, really getting excited about our goals, filling our consciousness with stories of successful women and wealthy women, and working on our wealth consciousness. Can you imagine what would be attracted to you if you did that? So let's just break that down. Say, for example, that's 5 hours a day for about 5.5, 6 years. And, you know, 5, 6 years is a long time, but it also can go by in a flash. And here's the great news, is that your 5 years is not just clocking now. It's not just what's going to happen if you do it for 5 hours a day and you have to do it for 5 years. Because I know for most of us, it doesn't take that long to manifest things. It won't necessarily take 5 years. It might not necessarily take 10,000 hours of you thinking positively about your goal before it comes true. Sometimes it can happen in the blink of an eye like this. Now, I've heard from so many different personal development books that if you can hold a positive thought or a positive feeling, as Lynn Grabhorn would say, for about 17 seconds every day, just once or twice, things will start to happen in your life like you wouldn't believe. Now, 17 seconds is actually quite long if you think about it sometimes. So what I'm going to do right this second is I'm going to time 17 seconds just so you can see how long it is and just to see how much your attention wants to just wander from focusing on your goal. It really is unbelievable how distracted we can get, but we're going to try it. We're going to get into the space of feeling about your goal that's really, really important to you, something that fires you up like you wouldn't believe. It excites you, makes you feel a bit tingly, maybe even makes you feel a little bit teary or a little bit sad because you want it so much. We're going to get into the space of feeling like it has already happened. Okay, are you ready? Let's go. Okay, and stop. Now, that can feel sometimes really long because it can be really hard to focus on what you want to really get into that space. But seriously, imagine if you did that just a couple of times a day. I know that amazing things will happen to you. You don't even need to do that 10,000 hours for everything. So Esther Hicks of Abraham Hicks fame, if you look her up on YouTube, she has some amazing videos about the law of attraction. She says that in 30 days, if you just change your thoughts, it can bring anything in the world to you that you want within 30 days. It can change your entire universe. And I really, truly believe that. That's why we're creating all of these positive anchors for you. Because who wants to sit and do 5 hours a day of uninterrupted positivity for the next 6 years? Of course, we're going to try and do as much as possible that's unconscious. And really, we're going to get into the space of that now. Do you remember when we did the exercise about your ideal life and your ideal day? Now, part of the bonuses of this course is an exercise where you actually step into your ideal day. You step into that life and feel what it feels like as much as possible. Then you set down those anchors so you can put as much of that feeling into an energetic anchor in the future. And then it's going to be really easy for you to get back in that space, almost like a bit of a shortcut. Once you've done that exercise once or twice, you can have a shortcut and just straight back there, go straight back there into your ideal life. And that is one of those incredibly powerful anchors. So I'm going to suggest that you do this exercise today. It's in one of the bonuses and just go and do it and get that ideal day so anchored into your daily consciousness that the universe can't help but bring it to you. So enjoy that exercise and I'll speak to you on the next track.